Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 354 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 17th is, if life is a classroom, are you taking advantage of the lessons being provided to you each day? Write down 10 things you learned about life, yourself, or anything else yesterday. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. Enjoying the journey is the last of our 12 fundamentals of success in our leadership system. And by this point, hopefully you have learned a few things about the system. First, we need to have an awareness that we are writing our own stories. One of the popular things in the world today is branding. Having a brand for a business that people recognize. Having a brand for a school district or athletic team that makes them stand out. And even having a personal brand to highlight our uniqueness. But branding is about a projection that we make for others to think a certain way about us. It is about creating an external story. But by writing our own stories, we want to create a personal culture, a way of doing things according to the standards of our own heart, and then letting our actions toward others flow from that. The second thing about the 12 Fundamentals of Success leadership system is that it requires daily learning, growing, and changing into a better version of ourselves. And that means taking advantage of the lessons that are being provided to us each and every day in the world. And today I'd like to talk about two components for extracting lessons from the world around us, an independence component and an interdependence component. Previously on the podcast, we've discussed Stephen Covey's maturity continuum, where we want to move from dependence on other people and worrying about their thoughts and opinions to independence, where we think for ourselves, rely on our own principles and values, and seek the unique purpose we were created for. So in the context of today's challenge of extracting lessons from the classroom of the world around us, we need to move toward independence, by finding time to be by ourselves and quietly reflect on the lessons we have learned. It is so easy to just go through each day with our blinders on, jumping from one activity to another. And then once we do have some free time, we jump on social media and start scrolling. So if we can be intentional about using our time, even as little as 5 minutes a day, to internalize the lessons we learn, it will help us in our quest to write our own story. But there is a second component to this, and it requires us to move on Covey's maturity continuum from independence to interdependence. With interdependence, we are working through our relationships and connections to learn lessons through the people in our lives. In his book, Legacy, James Kerr described how the All Blacks rugby team from New Zealand started what they call the Rugby Club. It is a weekly ritual where the members of the team get together to socialize and to have fun. But there is a serious purpose to it. It is a way to attach personal meaning to the team purpose. It is a way to learn about each other and to learn lessons from each other. And ultimately, so that players can take the skills, gifts, and abilities they have and figure out how they can contribute to the greater good of the team. Wayne Smith, who started the rugby club with the All Blacks, said, "When you enjoy the experience, it actually makes it easier to achieve the goal or the mission." So while it is important to have solitude and time to reflect, it is also vital to create opportunities for connections from which we can learn lessons and which also makes our experience more enjoyable, so that it is easier to achieve our goal of increasing our impact in the classroom. So how about you? If life is a classroom, are you taking advantage of the lessons being provided to you each day? Can you write down 10 things you learned about life, yourself, or anything else yesterday? As we take advantage of the lessons being provided to us each day, it is important to make sure we have both the components of that process. We need to make sure we have the independent component of creating time in our day to reflect quietly and find the lessons that are all around us. And we need to make an effort to have the interdependent component like the All Blacks have with their rugby club, so that we can learn lessons from others and also discover how we can contribute our gifts and abilities to a greater good. And when we use these two components to learn lessons in our everyday lives, then we will increase our impact in our classrooms and our locker rooms as we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.